We're in Psalm 48 as we're reading through the Bible in a year this morning. And I'm looking at verses 10 and 11. From King James it says, "According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise. Unto the ends of the earth, thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, and let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments." God did marvelous things for Israel, and their enemies saw it, and that's what this psalm is all about. They took notice. They were amazed, and the enemies fled away looking at what God had done for them. It says God blew upon them and broke them into pieces. Whoa! It says he will lead us, though. It's a psalm of contrast, what he does for the enemy and what he does for his kids. He will lead us forever right into eternity. Amen. He's going to lead you to forever right into eternity. Amen. So many reasons to rejoice in him. So many. Just in our own lives, can you recount the blessings that God has done for you? Amen. It's always good to do that. The psalmist did it. David did it over and over and over again, and he kept repeating himself. So if you find yourself thanking God for something that you thanked him for yesterday, don't worry about it. It's okay. David did it, and he was a man after God's heart. The Message puts it this way: your name, God, evokes a train of hallelujahs wherever it is spoken, near and far. Your arms are heaped with goodness in action. Be glad, Mount Zion. Dance, Judah's daughters. He does what he says he'd do. And the Passion Translation, Simmons, says it this way: the fame of your name echoes throughout the entire world, accompanied with praises. Your right hand is full of victory. So let the people of Zion rejoice with gladness. Who's that?
That's us.
That's us. Point to somebody and say, it's you. So what are we going to do? We're going to rejoice with gladness. Let the daughters of praise leap for joy. Somebody's going to be leaping in here this morning. Amen. I hope you've got a song that we can leap to. If not, Larry will just play a little louder and we'll all leap. Right, Larry? Amen. For God will see to it that you are judged fairly. Let's stand this morning and let's say it from, what translation are we saying it from?
The Message.
The Message. Oh, surprise, right? Your name, God, evokes a train of hallelujahs wherever it is spoken, near and far. Your arms are heaped with goodness in action. Be glad, Zion Mountain. Dance, Judah's daughters. He does what he said he'd do. Amen.